Let's have a little reflection, shall we, on last night. Matchday commentator Mark Wilson on the phone right now. Afternoon, Mark.
Hiya, mate. You all right?
Yeah, very good, thank you. So last night, things looking pretty cool in the camp for Leeds United with a 1-0 victory, getting that home victory sorted out. Nice one. First one under Steve Evans. Things looking good at home again, and the Cardiff hoodoo off the back as well.
Yeah, it was a well-earned win. I think it was a much-needed win for everyone. I think, you know, everyone was starting to go on about this home hoodoo, not one at home since March the 4th, I think it is, against Ipswich. And, you know, it's starting to wear down. I think now that's gone, like Steve Evans said last night, we've got to find something else to talk about. And that's a welcome respite for him. Players, it means, you know, they can look forward now to putting a run together at home rather than wondering where the next win's coming from.
Exactly, yeah, that's it now. It's all about looking forward, isn't it? And once you get that first win, things seem to start getting a bit easier when it comes to racking up a few results, and hopefully that'll be the case. What a screamer of a goal it was as well to settle this game.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was worthy of winning any game, wasn't it, from Alex Moore? You know, he's got goals in him. He showed that last year, scored some fantastic... He never seems to score any scruffy goals, Alex, but I think even by his own admission, that was one of the best he's ever scored, so... A fantastic goal, and it probably needed something like that. You know, as we said yesterday before the game, they conceded in four games. It was going to take something special, and thankfully for Leeds, Mo provided it.
Yeah, brilliant goal. That was absolutely fantastic. Chris Wood missed a bit of a sitter near the end, though, didn't he? And that was a bit of a shame. But we move on, we continue, and things looking quite good for Leeds United with a Yorkshire derby this weekend as well against Huddersfield, of course. They're in a bit of turmoil right now as well. Chris Powell, you know, he's been removed from his position today. Rumours earlier on, 4-1 on Uwe Rosler coming in. That could have been an interesting proposition. But now we're hearing that it's going to be the former Borussia Dortmund assistant, David Wagner, coming in. What are we looking at ahead of this game on Saturday? I mean, do we think we're going to get another Leeds win, or is it going to be another one of those with two teams in turmoil again?
No, I think Leeds can go a bit of a run now. And, you know, I don't want to be critical about Huddersfield Town. They're one of our local teams, but you have to wonder what their objective is. You know, Chris Powell being sacked, I know there were issues away from the club. He hadn't moved up north, you know, so I don't think the club were very happy about that. It was commuted up. And I think they wanted to play a different style of football. But, you know, Chris Powell, he's got to be... he's got to be realistic. He's got no money to spend on his team. He's got to keep his team in the Championship. He's been fighting hard, doing his job. They've got rid of him now. Bring in who you want. If you're not going to spend any money in the Championship, it's sure that Leeds, you're going nowhere. And Huddersfield, for me, are a team that have reached their glass ceiling, and I think they're going to struggle. Tipped them up at the start of the year to get relegated, and I still think that'll happen. You bring in anyone you want, and if you're not going to spend the money, they're not going to improve.
As I said to Cos earlier on, when I had him on the phone, we were talking to a huge Huddersfield Town fan. Many workmen blame the tools, but when the toolbox that they're working with is being ripped apart and all the best tools are being sold, it's difficult to kind of carry on in a progressive manner, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and that's it. And I think that's, you know, Chris Powell has never, not that I've heard him ever come out and complained about that. I'm sure that was an issue away from the club as well. And interestingly, you know, I think Mark Robbins, when he went at the start of last season, had a whinge about the fact that the club weren't spending any money. You know, and that's the thing. I think they bought Naki Wells, didn't they, from Bradford a couple of years ago. And that's it. There's been no major outlay since. You know, they sold Jacob Butterfield this year. Again, I didn't hear Chris Powell moaning about that. I know he didn't want to sell him, but he got sold anyway. So, disappointment for Powell. I think he's a good football man, but I think realistically, and I asked this question on Twitter earlier on for Huddersfield fans, what is Huddersfield's game plan? You know, we hear Leeds, maybe wrongly, saying they're going to get back in the Premier League, and, you know, that's the, at least there's an aim there. You know, what is Huddersfield's aim at the moment? It seems that they're happy to be in the Championship, and I think, well, that's the case. When you're happy to accept mid-table mediocrity, then inevitably it'll come where you don't achieve your goal and you'll fail, and that'll mean they'll go back down to League One. But look, good luck to them. They've changed the manager. They think that's the right thing to do. I think Leeds, with a win under the belt, John, go to the John Smiths at the weekend looking to do some damage, and I think they'll get another win there.
Yeah, I think exactly the same as you, to be honest. I think Leeds United are going to be too strong for Huddersfield on Saturday. We've got to talk about the off-the-pitch situation at Elland Road one more time, because obviously there was a lot of positivity on Friday when it broke on my show, 6 o'clock, just we were about to do the news, me and Tom breaking the news that Massimo Cellino had agreed a deal in principle to sell the club to, or at least a major stake of it, to Leeds Fans United. And then we're hearing as well on Monday that he banned himself, in effect, from being in any of the grounds as this appeal was still going on. And he said that the fans, you know, were saying he should go, and now he's thinking that that is right. Today we're hearing from Leeds Fans United that the deal is off right now. And this statement is on the side. I'm just going to read a little bit of it, Mark, while you're on the phone. Leeds Fans United have just been informed by the lawyers of Massimo Cellino that he no longer wishes to sell to Leeds fans. Our insistence on him confirming his verbal offer of exclusivity in a legally binding agreement has forced transparency on his motives. It is much better that we identify this insincerity now before we spend our shareholders' money. So again, the ownership and the future of Leeds United is up in the air. What is your take on this? Because it is just such a wild roller coaster at the moment.
Well, I said to you previously, John, you know, and this remains my stance, that this guy, in my opinion, needs to leave the club and he needs to go as soon as possible. But I also said to you, under no way did I ever think he'd sell to the fans. I think he was almost calling their bluff, as in saying, well, you haven't got the money, so I'm not, you know, I'll ask you to pay. I don't think you've got the money, so you can't buy it. And therefore, that basically means you've got to go away and leave me alone to do what I want to do with this club. They've called his bluff and said, well, I'll tell you what, yeah, fine, name your price, we'll buy it. And obviously then, as they've said, you know, they've said, we want exclusivity on the deal to do due diligence. Is there a worry of what due diligence would turn up? Is that going to make the situation even bleaker? It's not great, you know, it's not great. I never for 1 minute thought the deal would happen. I must admit, I was sceptical that they could get the money. They said that Leeds Fans United could get the money. Well, fair play to them if they could have put the deal together. But he obviously doesn't want to. Well, he doesn't want to sell to them. He's clear he does want to sell, and by all accounts, he has been in negotiation with other parties. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting where this one goes. But I think, you know, Massimo Cellino is making his own position untenable now, and you've got to wonder what his motives are. Really, what are his long-term motives for Leeds United? We've just criticised Huddersfield for not having any ambition. Well, any ambition that Leeds have got, in my opinion, not going to be fulfilled while Cellino's at the club.
Without a shadow of a doubt, I kind of agree with you there, to be honest, Mark. I don't think they're really going to be going forward with the uncertain ownership situations and, you know, constant changing of the guard when it comes to the managerial situation. You know, you don't always play with the players on the pitch, off the pitch. It's a really unstable time for Leeds United, and I think the best outcome would be for him to get rid of the club. But have you heard any rumours about who these other parties are right now? Obviously, Red Bull always get mentioned.
You're not going to hear that, John, either, are you?
No.
What needs to happen is that a deal's done on the quiet, really, and someone just comes and buys it and gets rid of him. And when that happens, then the club can move forward. You know, at the minute, like you said, changing manager. You know, can you believe a word this guy says anymore? 3 weeks ago, he was behind Uwe Rosler, looking long-term planning. 2 weeks later, he sacks him. Friday, he's selling to the fans. Tuesday, he's not selling to the fans. Or Wednesday, he's not selling to the fans. He says one thing and does another, and you just can't, you know, you can't believe a word that he says. You know, Steve Evans wants new players in. He said he's not, you know, what he said, he went on record saying he's not going to get any new players. So he needs to go. You know, the fans made their feelings known at the Blackburn game. Massimo, it's time to go. And you know what, I can't say I disagree with him.
Yeah, I think every Leeds fan is pretty much in exact agreement with you and that chant from the other night. Mark, we're going to be hearing from you one more time on Saturday. Of course, when you're taking on this commentary for the Yorkshire Derby with Huddersfield and Leeds, and tomorrow, I think this is one worth checking out, Mark, if you can, because we've asked the former Leeds United chairman, Ken Bates, would you consider a return to football ownership? We're going to be getting his opinions on what is going on all across some of these clubs tomorrow night from 6 o'clock. Mark, I'll speak to you later.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Cheers, mate.